Fred Film Radio.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Filmi in Sardinia Festival. I'm very glad to be here with Marisa Tomei. Marisa Tomei in Italy, and we are going to see you in the movies in the upcoming year with this new film, The First Purge, which is like a prequel of The Purge. This is your first trip into a genre movie, is it?
It is.
And why did you choose this specific kind of film to?
Well, a couple of reasons. My friend Jason Blum was making that, was part of that franchise, so I trusted him. But also, it has a little bit of a political tone to it, so that's why, because it really has to do with race and oppression and economics and kind of this elite group manipulating the poorer classes. So I liked that there was this other message inside it, and it's people like those movies too, you know.
So. Pretty much. <yeah. laughs> This is not the first franchise you got into, because you were into the Spider-Man too. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man franchise. You were playing like,
all about franchises. Right now.
Everything's all about franchises. And you were playing the aunt, which was a weird image of the aunt, because much younger, much more beautiful than the aunt we were supposed to see, mm-hmm. we were used to see. And how did you get into that film? And which was your work to get ready for that part?
It was mostly the, I really like the kid who plays Spider-Man, Tom Holland, the young man. He's a fantastic person. I love him. You met him?
Yeah.
Isn't he wonderful? He's so smart. He's so funny. And he's so talented. And so it's very easy to relate with him. And so that came really naturally. And really, it was just a kind of deciding what kind of hairstyle she was going to. It wasn't really that much more.
of freedom to do it.
Yeah, I mean, in a certain way, it was like, well, the demand was, look, there's going to be this reinvention. So what's the reinvention? So it's a lot of time thinking about not only what the look will be, but like how does she relate to him in this time that's going to be different from before.
Exactly.
I mean, she's still a mother figure. She's still very nurturing. She still gives him all his values, but it's a little bit more she's got more independence than the previous aunties have been. And so it was a lot of time thinking about beforehand what's the reinvention, and then after that it's pretty much easy. But yeah,
which kind of movie person are you in terms of audience? And when you go to see movies, which kind of movie do you prefer?
If it was up to me, I'd see musicals all the time.
Go, thank you.
You know, I like comedies, and I like art films. I like small, like little independent films, rather, you know, to see what new minds are thinking. And I do like those classics, like I was saying, the classic musicals.
Yes,
musicals. You know, yeah.
One question about being a woman actress
in
the U.S.
It's like the violent movies. I just can't do it. It upsets me too much.
I understand.
Yeah.
Being a woman actress in the U.S. now, is it more difficult than before? Is it true that there is like kind of age holes where actresses are sucked into and they disappear, just to reappear after a certain age? Is this something that is going to happen or not?
Is that what's going on with me?
No. But this is what the
age void.
What people say, you know, because say that reach a certain age for an actress is much more difficult to find roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes like slightly less difficult after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is right, or is it completely a wrong impression?
No, I think it's right. I think that the age changed from 40 to 50. It used to be maybe 40, you know, or it used to maybe even be 35. So it's kind of
moving
progressing, but not quite enough.
And besides the First Purge, are you working on any other projects so far?
I'm going to be doing a movie with Isabelle Huppert this fall in Portugal. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
That Iris X is directing and.
Oh,
something
really? With Ira? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I know
yeah.
him. He's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah. So this will be the third time I work with him. And something that the Safdie brothers are doing. They're doing a lot of new interesting things, and then another Spider-Man installment, and then a play. So a few things. So, you know, the age void, maybe you have to fight a little harder, but you can you can find it.
You manage to keep yourself pretty busy anyway.
I mean, so many women are doing such incredible things. I mean, Julianne and Moore and Fran McDormand and people who that unspoken tragedy a rule is happening to, could happen to. But no, then you see these wonderful women doing incredible things. I think it really... I mean, I'm stressed out about it, to be honest. So we'll see.
Thank you very much, Marisa Tomei. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Sardinia Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.